With the teacher's contract ending soon, the new head of the Columbus Education Association promises to take a harder line with Columbus City Schools. John Coniglio laid out the union's bargaining platform on a Facebook post. It includes higher pay, recruiting better teachers, reducing class sizes, and resisting tax breaks to corporations. He joins me now. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you for having me on, Debbie.
You have a list of demands. Collective bargaining usually entails a compromise. Are there any demands that you hold more closely than others?
No, I think that the things that we are fighting for and that were laid out on the platform are things that are good for students, and they're good for teachers, and they're good for our community. You know, what we want is smaller class sizes, because I think that helps us educate our kids better. Smaller, it's been proven, smaller class sizes help student achievement. We want to make sure that our schools have the money to operate, and I think since, 2000, the district has given away lots of money to wealthy corporations and tax abatements.
All these demands then are equal?
Yes, of course.
What's your strategy for paying for all of these demands? Is it merely ending the tax abatements?
Well, obviously, you know, tax abatements are a big part of this. I think what, you know, when the district, using the district's own numbers from 2000 to 2016, when they've abated over $148 million, right? I think that drains the schools of the resources they need, and it also then asks the burden of paying for the schools to go on to the individual taxpayer. And what we need is not only developers and corporations and residents, we need everybody pushing the cart to help this work.
What are some of the steps you're taking to get your message across to school officials and the Board of Education?
Well, you know, obviously we just sat down with the board the other day and established our negotiating dates. Since I've been elected, I've had some informal conversations about what I think our schools need, and the steps that we're taking is, you know, obviously we want to get our message out there by, you know, first organizing our members, making sure that we in the CEA office are keeping them informed about what's going on. We also would like the public to know what we're fighting for. And, you know, we're asking them to sign on to our pledge by going to www.ohea.org/Columbus Students Deserve/ and signing on to our platform.
District leaders are projecting the district will be in the black through the 22-23 school year. Does that give you more leverage?
You know, I think what we want is a fair contract, and we want what's good for kids, and we want to be able to retain teachers. So when we're not asking for leverage, we're asking for fair negotiations.
We've seen teachers striking in school districts across the country. So if the proposed contract doesn't look good to you, are you ready to walk off the job?
I think that's something that the members would vote on. You know, if that's something that they choose to do, then obviously I would support that.
Do you think you would be leaning any one way or the other if it was like what was proposed last time, according to the previous president, take it or leave it?
Our members want something different, and I think that the reason why I was elected was to present a something different, and that remains to be seen after we've done negotiating with the district.
I've been talking to the president of the Columbus Education Association, John Coniglio, about teacher contract negotiations coming up. The union's current contract expires this summer. Thanks again.
Well, thank you for having me on.